If there is so much knowledge given in scriptures, why is it in India no one follows it? It is not that no one follows it, very few people follow it. That is because primarily the philosophical or the educational, the intellectual aspect of scripture has not been communicated by people. In society, the Brahmanas were meant to share this knowledge. Brahmanas are meant to be teachers, primarily spiritual teachers. But unfortunately, many of the people who are Brahmanas, they simply became paid priests who do certain rituals, but they would not explain any philosophical significance. So that rich tradition of philosophical education is lost. And the culture is there, but when the culture is not rationally explained, then it becomes neglected or even rejected. Sometimes it is reviled, it is criticized by people. So because people feel this doesn't make sense, when people think simply this is cultural or traditional, they think if I like it, I'll practice it, if I don't like it, I won't practice it. But when they understand that this is not just cultural or traditional, this is transformational. This will transform my life, this will empower me. Then they practice it. So that's why Srila Prabhupada would say that the temples are meant to be educational centers. It should be like universities. So to the extent we can have the philosophical knowledge being shared, to that extent people will appreciate the wisdom given in scriptures and they will apply it, they will share it. So we need to restore the tradition of Brahmanas teaching scripture. And to the extent we can also be a part of, we understand scriptural knowledge, we share scriptural knowledge, then we will find that there is a spiritual reawakening that will take place. Okay? Yes.